Looking to improve your diet in the new year? Try seeing a personal dietitian with Nourish. Nourish has hundreds of dietitians who specialize in a variety of health concerns, including weight loss, gut health, and more. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your personal dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
KYW News Radio and Deborah Heart and Lung Center team up to discuss arrhythmia, diagnosis, treatment, and management. Here's Rasa Kay.
Arrhythmias that occur in the top part of the heart can be merely distracting or quite serious, such as atrial fibrillation in the atria, which carries a risk for stroke. But cardiac electrophysiologist Dr. Rafael Corbizero says the most concerning rhythm disorder occurs in the ventricle.
The bottom part has some arrhythmias. The most significant one is ventricular fibrillation, which is the cause of sudden cardiac death, which is the number one cause of death in this country. It almost outweighs all cancers combined. Unfortunately, that could be the first presentation of heart disease, is sudden death. A small percentage of patients who show up with their first heart attack have sudden death, an arrhythmia problem, and that's devastating.
Learn more at DeborahHealthReport.com.
New Jersey's only heart, lung, and vascular specialty hospital, Deborah Heart and Lung Center. When it's your heart, demand Deborah.
Hey, anyone know what channel the game's on?
We know. Download the Sports on What app today and always know how to watch the game. Satellite, cable, or streaming. Sports on What knows the channel the game is on, and you can too. Subscribe today to start your 7-day free trial. Sports on What. We know.
And now, here's the question.
Hola, bitches. Good day to you and yours. All right, people fight. Conflict is an unfortunate but perfectly normal part of life. Now, that said, sometimes it's hard to wrap your head around why people get into a fight or the extremes they'll go to during a fight. Last week, we shared the story of a gunfight at a Wendy's in Kentucky. Two people were shot in a dispute over cold French fries. Now, look, nobody wants cold fries, but is it worth shooting someone? That's a rhetorical question, and the answer is no. In Florida, a man was shot at, he wasn't hit, but he was shot at after he slapped his lover's ass and left a handprint. Now, it should be noted that the lover said that he liked it rough. Turns out he does not. And then he tried to shoot his boyfriend. And we stay in Florida, where leaving a $2 tip on a $33 tab, yeah, that'll get you stabbed. And then this past Sunday here in Seattle at the Kraken Iceplex in Northgate, a father assaulted two hockey referees during a youth hockey game. Now, the problem is the two referees, they were ages 12 and 14 years old. Not a good look, man. Now, the truth is, we've all found ourselves in a conflict that we're not too proud of, and that is kind of at the heart of today's question, brought to you by our friends at Advanced Hair Restoration. Today, we want to know, stupid or not, why did you end up throwing hands?
To be a part of the big show, call 206-803-ROCK. You can like KISW on Facebook, follow us on X and Instagram at Men's Room Live, and send those emails to themensroom at KISW.com.
The debauchery rolls on. You're listening to The Men's Room with Miles and Thrill. 99.9 KISW.
Home of Charles, away we go. Welcome to Season 20, Episode Number 4,259. What a large and a charge program we have for you today. Guaranteed future repeat. Once again, we'll sit and spin. Today, we think about the end of our lives.
Yeah.
When we're no longer around. You going to throw a party? You want people to be happy? Are you having barbecue and all the food you'd love to eat if you could, but you can't because you're dead?
Are you technically throwing a party if you're dead? I mean, in theory,
you can do whatever you want, right?
Someone else has to do it for you.
I mean, you put a deposit down before you die on a
right. Menu
someplace. Maybe they got chicken wings. Maybe they got ribs. Maybe they got a dance floor.
Man. See how negative that would be, right? You put down a deposit for your own funeral, as people do, and then when you die, your family's like, I'm going to take that deposit back and go on vacation.
Yeah.
Because you don't know.
You could plan that. You could go and go, look, man, I think like I got like a month left, you know? I just want to rent out the space. What day? Not sure yet. Just want to, you know, book a time that's available.
I can't really confirm the date, but...
Yeah. You can either make it happy, you can make it sad, you can do whatever you want, but look, we're all going to get there one day.
Sure.
So today, we have 10 songs that people want played at their funeral.
It's an interesting thing. Like, I get it for your wedding. There's a whole playlist, the song you want to dance to. You know, it's a celebratory moment, and more importantly, you're alive to hear it. Mm-hmm. You know, in theory...
Yeah.
Like, if you want to play Poison at my funeral, doesn't matter. I hate the band. People that know that might chuckle, but, like, it doesn't matter because now I'm dead.
Right. I mean, you could make interesting requests as far as, like, look, I want to be, I want my remains to be spread at Disneyland or something like that.
Oh, now they're frowning on that now, man.
Well, you have to be cremated, apparently.
What? See, no, I don't want to be cremated. I didn't know that. I just want my remains.
Exactly. You still do it. Yeah. You can get away with that.
Just throw my body
just throw like a foot in the pond, right? And then maybe...
He didn't specify about being cremated.
Throw a hand off of...
He just wanted his remains spread.
Exactly.
It was gruesome. Kids were screaming.
Weird smells going around the park.
Even Mickey dropped an F-bomb.
So 10 songs people want to play at their funeral coming up at 4:30. Once again, we will sit and spin. And today we talk about throwing hands, getting involved in an argument, if you will, stupid or not, whatever the subject matter is. It doesn't matter how old you are. More than likely in your lifetime, at least once or twice, you've gotten into it with somebody, whether that was a sibling, whether that was your best friend, whether it was someone who was kind of a bully growing up, a dispute when you get older with neighbors, with family members.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the closer you are sometimes to someone, the more proximity, it seems like that lends itself to people throwing down.
Well, because you're around that person all the time.
Could be the inevitably person living upstairs. Could
sure.
be your cousin. Could be your brother. It doesn't matter. If you're close to that person, typically you don't. And it's not that it can't happen in a bar. Someone does something inappropriate or says something that pisses someone off. But you never know when this is going to happen. And I think that the older that you get, the more you think that it won't happen anymore. Because you're
generally
mature. You are older now. There's no way that you're going to get in a scenario, because if you just remember the last time you were punched, doesn't feel real good.
No.
The last time you were on the ground, getting your head beaten in, doesn't feel real good.
Plus, the younger you are, the quicker you are to kind of heal up and feel better. I mean, it's the same as drinking. You know, in your 20s, yep. I took down a fifth of Jack Daniels, got up the next day after sleeping for 2 hours and worked a double. And it's like, right, you can do that then.
Mm-hmm.
I cannot do that now. You could take a punch in your 20s,
right.
Get rolled in
yeah.
the street and hit by a car, and I got up the next day and went to work, and now I'm like, my face hurts.
Right. Half the videos that you see on the internet of people throwing down, they're seniors.
Oh,
and that's
yeah.
what I'm saying. Like, you think these days are over. You think that you're never going to have to get in a confrontation with anybody like that again. That's not your speed. That's not what you want to do. Inevitably, it could happen at any time for
but
the dumbest reasons possible.
What's going to set someone off? Like, as an adult... To your point, you try to avoid a conflict that's going to lead to something physical, right? And generally I have, but this was back in Baltimore, and it's three coworkers. Do you remember Ray, our old engineer?
I do.
Okay,
yeah.
So
yeah.
I'm out with this guy, Ray, a guy named Drep, and a guy named Barrett. I think it was a post-football game Sunday, whatever, but we went to our local bar, the CVP, around the corner, get a few drinks. And by the end of the night, Ray was ready to jump over the table and try to beat my ass. Now, he was hammered, but the conversation... This is all hypothetical. There's no way you can prove it one way or another without a volunteer. We were talking about oral, right? And he kept saying how good he is at canyon yodeling, right? But he's being dead serious about it. So I just kept saying, dude, I can do it better than you. And like, he really started getting pissed off. And I'm like, there's no way he's actually getting mad about this. Because we're all just kind of, three of us
yeah.
are chuckling.
Yeah, it seems like an innocent conversation.
Yeah, and obviously it's just guys talking smack. There's no truth, dude. I'm like... Rad, I'll do you, man. I'm sorry. He's like, no, man. I'm telling you, I'm the best. I'm like, yeah, I hear what you're saying, bro.
I'm the same. Best.
So I just, that was my whole thing. And I mean, he stood up at one point. Drep had to put his hand on him and sit him down. And I'm like, this dude seriously was about to swing on me about the stupid.
Did he remember any of this?
I don't think he remembered precisely. He apologized to me the next day at work. And I'm like, man, I don't even care. It was kind of funny. But I don't think he was clear on what it is we were, quote-unquote, arguing about,
mm-hmm.
and he didn't ask, so I didn't bother to bring it up, because I could tell he felt bad anyway.
Yeah.
And I'm like, if I tell him what this was all about, he's going to feel even dumber.
Sure.
Because I was like, dude, the only guy that was mad was you. The other three of us were laughing because the conversation was so ridiculous. Mm-hmm. I did not know that you were actually getting mad until you jumped up, like your beers fall over kind of thing, and I'm like, oh, Okay, yeah. He's taking
the look. Yeah, there's no way to settle that fight.
That's what I'm saying. How that's why it was fun just to say, nah, man, same, I can same, do it better than
same,
you.
Same exact bar. We had a we had a little going away party, celebratory. We're moving to Seattle. We got a new job.
Yeah.
We just want our coworkers and friends and anybody who wants to hang out one last time, get a beer before we take off, come on down. And there were coworkers down there. They were ready to roll.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, this is supposed to be like, yay, fun, goodbye.
But these were bosses.
I understand that.
It's one thing.
And they weren't invited.
I know. And they were waiting for us. So
oh, yeah.
Like, what?
We haven't even walked in yet.
I know.
We haven't even walked into the party yet. And you're just like, this is insane. And you know, that's what I'm saying. You never know when crazy stuff is going to go down. So, this story's already made national news. It's always great when it's your town that you live in. It's your hometown, your state, whatever the deal
and
is.
This is right down the road. Yeah. This happened at the place that my kids go ice skating.
Yeah, to make it
work. I did not realize that until. So I had seen a headline that a guy got into a fight with referees at a youth hockey game. And I stopped there. I didn't bother. And then you brought it up to me, Miles. So I actually read the story. And I'm like, oh, it happened in Seattle. Oh, and the referees are children.
They are.
Yeah.
Seattle police, they responded to a report of an irate parent accused of pushing two teen hockey referees so hard they were knocked onto the ice during a youth hockey game. This happened Sunday at the Kraken Community Iceplex in Northgate. Now, according to the police report, witnesses described a parent walking on the ice during a game in the morning. Pause and play was going on. Teen referees, as you said, Steve, the 13 and 14 years old.
13 and 14.
And they are a part of the Pacific Northwest Amateur Hockey Association. So the association's president, Jody Carpenter, posted about the incident with a video showing the alleged assault on their Instagram page on Sunday. The video, which he described as difficult to watch, which it is, was being shared on the Instagram account to confront the seriousness of what happened. This serves as a stark reminder of why maintaining a safe and respectful environment in our sport is so essential. There's no place in our sport for this egregious and outrageous behavior that occurred during a 12U rec game here in Washington, where a parent went on the ice, physically assaulted two young officials. 12U, I'm assuming that means 12 and under.
12 and under.
That's 12 correct. And under. So there's kids that are younger than 12, but up to the age of 12. An officer who interviewed both teens said they were treated by Seattle Fire medics. One of the teens complained of pain in his right hip. You can see him holding his hip as he's on the ice.
Yeah, because the grown-ass man just shoved you on the ice.
And his neck hurt. The other reported an injury to his right elbow. Outside the Kraken Community Iceplex Monday, word spread of the incident. People heard about it and were just thought it was ridiculous. It was insane that this would happen. It's totally unacceptable. Needs to be noted and completely shut down. According to the police report, the suspect was located a short distance from the ice arena at a traffic light after police were called. And according to the police report, when asked for his account of what happened, the man told police his son was punched and kicked for about 30 seconds. And the referees did nothing to stop the assault. He said he went on the ice to defend his son and to break up the fight. Now, if you watch the video, whatever went down on the ice had been cleared up, I believe.
Right.
It looked to me like the two referees, they were kind of huddling together, kind of by the boards.
Almost like they're calling a penalty.
To figure out,
to figure out who deserves the penalty.
Who's going
to
go in the box? How long are they going in the box for? Who started this? Blah, 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 blah. Responding officer wrote in the report he said he went on the ice to defend his son and break up the fight, but the fight wasn't going on. There's no evidence that supports his claim that he acted in defense of his son at the time of the assault. Multiple witnesses and video corroborated the account of the victims. The assault of the two juveniles was clearly unprovoked. Conduct was especially egregious due to the size and age difference between the victims and the suspects. Apparently, this was a pretty big guy.
That said, 6'2", 250.
Yeah, I mean, that's a large guy.
Especially if you're 13 or 14 years old.
Yeah. The victim told police a fight did break out prior to the incident. One of the teen refs broke it up and was conferring with officials to determine any penalties from the fight when the incident occurred. Now, the suspected son allegedly reported no injuries from the fight with the opposing hockey player. The Seattle Kraken Community Iceplex work hard to ensure it's a safe place for everyone. We are deeply disappointed in this behavior. All that is understanding. But you also have to remember something else. And I cannot think, look, if you have a 13 or a 14-year-old kid and someone punches him in the face outside of school,
mm-hmm.
that's an assault.
Yeah.
And if you wanted to, you could probably prosecute. I mean, back in our day,
That wasn't typically what was going on. Depends on the severity of what happens if someone gets injured to an extent where it's, you know, it's not good.
It's also youth sports, though.
And it's hockey.
Right. Like, I wouldn't expect my dad to come off the bench and fight somebody if I got into a scrap as a 12-year-old with another kid.
Yeah.
No.
Right.
But not at all.
But we see, again, we go to my home state of West Virginia. There was a huge fight at a high school basketball game last week. A guy did a flying jump kick and hit the guy in the chest and basically just floored him. I mean, it looked like somehow, I mean, he was almost sideways. He looked like Bruce Lee. The way he came in on this, and he was so high up on this guy's chest, and the basketball player he jumped up and kicked in the chest, he was not a small guy either. Right. So when you think about the air that this guy got in him, boom, 2 feet.
Probably not the first time he's done it.
And then chaos, you know what I mean? Like, I mean, chaos. Both benches clear. It's all this crap, you know. But that's not acceptable in the world of basketball. It's not acceptable. If you punch someone in the head, even if they're wearing a helmet in a football game, high school, you're ejected.
Correct.
If you start throwing at someone's head and trying to injure them in a baseball game, you are ejected. Now, baseball, besides hockey, is the only other sport where seemingly benches could clear, people could get... I'm not saying something's not going to happen after the fact. You might have one player ejected, but both benches could clear.
Right.
And just the instigator gets kicked out of the game, even though somebody else threw 10 haymakers. So, for whatever reason, even though these kids are 12 and under... Their fighting on the ice was not the problem, which is interesting. That's just part of the game, which is interesting to me, you know, someone who played sports, never played hockey. But the fact that, yeah, at any given time, if I just don't like the person I'm playing against, it's perfectly acceptable for me to drop gloves and go after him.
So you can wait two periods to do it.
It's not an assault. Right, correct. It's not even, it's just...
It's part of the game.
It's understood. I mean, if you're in a, I don't know, in a dojo, and you smack somebody in the head when you're not, I mean, that's not cool.
Right.
It's a contact sport. You're still not allowed to do certain things. I mean, if you're sparring and you have headgear on, you have all these things.
But even in that, there's rules sometimes, depending on level of skill. Right? Sometimes it's just jabs. You start throwing uppercuts and everything else, like, so one of the coaches is going to go, hang on, said just jabs.
Yeah.
And even, you know what I mean? It's, especially with jiu-jitsu. Sometimes you'll roll with guys who are a whole, like, a belt or two belts above you, but if they put you in a bad spot or doing a crucifix in practice, you'd be like, whoa.
Yeah.
Like, you're going to hurt somebody.
Right. If you hit someone in the back of the head in boxing, that's illegal. Right, you're going to get points deducted. You're going to get a warning and everything else. If you put some bun down on the ice with their face down, I have seen it many times, where a guy is just absolutely throwing haymakers at the back of this guy's head, the side of his ear.
Sure.
Anywhere you can make contact, you're throwing down.
But hockey, like you said, it is understood. So if you want your kid to play hockey, you're not encouraging them to fight, and you hope they don't have to. But it's going to happen. And like I said, it's one of those sports where the revenge factor, it might take 30 minutes, but like, you know, it's coming eventually, right? You did whatever you did. The other player, you know, took this as an affront or an insult. And maybe you don't fight then and there, but inevitably you're going to fight. And the refs know it too.
Yes.
You watch professional hockey, man. You know, two guys out there on the ice, like, you know, they're going to fight. You just don't know when it's going to happen.
And the fight of it. So, as a parent, you should know this going in. This is that kind of a sport. This could happen. Like, look, part of that video in West Virginia was the where fans, parents, and everyone else jumping down onto the court to pull their respected kids, coaches, whoever.
Yeah, pull them apart.
Off. Get them off. You know what I mean? So it wasn't about... And no one just walked down and punched the ref in the face.
Right.
But you come to find out that, you know, these are kids. And like anything else, man, if you've ever been involved in your child's sports, you know for a fact that with my daughters when they played soccer, all of those refs, all of those girls, they were all high school soccer players.
Mm-hmm.
They were all, maybe, I don't even know if all of them could drive there. I think sometimes the parents drop them off.
Yeah, specifically to do this. Just make a couple bucks.
And they would
ref. You did it. I did it. You're teenagers.
You ref two or three games.
Yeah.
You make whatever they make a game, maybe $30, $40. It's not a lot of money, but they're there. And you know what? They don't always see when the ball goes out of bounds. Keep in mind, there's not...
Even the professionals don't.
Half the time, there's not linesmen. Some of those girls are working a solo gig.
Yeah.
You have two kids out there on the rink that are refereeing these kids, and they're not much further out of the age bracket than this league allows.
They're 1 to 2 years older.
Correct.
That's it. And you only have to explain this to idiots. No, like, everything you're saying, if you're an adult, you should know this already.
You should.
You should. That's the worst part, is that you still have to explain it.
Stupid or not, why did you end up throwing hands? 206-803-ROCK.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This is the Mighty 99.9 KISW and KISW HD1 Seattle.
Always live on the free Odyssey app. Text the guys at 206-803-ROCK. From the Pinkies Plumbing Studio, you're in the men's room.
Stupid or not, why did you end up throwing hands? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Taylor. Welcome to the men's room.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Hola.
So, I was 17, so I was playing on a 19 and under team, a U19 baseball team, and we were in a really competitive game with a rivalry team that had, with out here, we played on different teams in the summertime, and we had a guy on our team that was on the same high school team as the catcher from the other team, and he told us, he was like, if I get on third, I'm going to take him out at home, and there was a fly ball hit into like right or left field, I think, and it was really shallow, and I was like, oh, great. I know what's going to happen. So he took the catcher out, and then it was a bench clear. We almost threw hands, but the coaches stopped us, and it was just, it was wild.
What like, inning was this? What inning did it have? Because you knew this before the game started, right?
Yeah.
So inning did it go down?
So it was a really close game, and it was like, so in like summer leagues like that, I think we only played like 7 innings. It was probably, I'm going to say it was in like the later innings, like the 5th or 6th inning. So it was getting down to where it was like you either score runs and you win or you lose. But I think it was either we were down by a run or we were tied at the time. And I was like, this isn't good, because I saw that he was on third base and I was like, something's going to happen.
You know, it's weird with those leagues, right? Because my kid, he plays a couple of different sports, and some are league sports, and then some are through the school. And then every once in a while, when they're playing another school, I'm like, are those two kids on your team in league? And he's like, yeah. And I'm like, man, I thought you were friends. He's like, not today. Like, it just changes everything.
How many how many years ago did that go down?
Let's see. So I was 17 then, so it had to have been. So it's been over 20 years, all probably right. 21 years.
Okay, so let me ask you this. Since that point in time, has there been a situation where you almost got into it with someone else just in your adult life?
Right.
You know?
Oh, yeah. I had another one that I was thinking about bringing up. I actually had an elementary school friend. We were at a bar one night, and I was helping bounce, and there was a fight, and then he came up to me. He's like, let's go outside, me and you. And I was like, why? He's like, because I want to fight you. I was like, why do you want to fight me? I know you. And it turned out, like, we both trained at MMA gyms. And, like, I think it was a thing where, like, he wanted to, like, test his skills out against my skills out. And I didn't really feel the need for that. Plus, helping people bounce, you're not supposed to really...
Yes.
Yeah.
You're the referee on that, you know?
Yeah. So, I mean, there that time we almost did, but I was like, you know what? I can't do that because, like, I was friends with him. I'm still friends with him to this day, but he had been drinking quite a bit.
Yeah.
And it just...
Yeah.
It wasn't a good situation.
That's what I'm saying. It's always the people that you're close to, or you know more so than...
Yeah. Yeah.
So it's not just some random guy walking up, you know, it's like your friend that you're throwing down with, you know.
So Ted, you bounced for a while, right?
Yeah.
Did you ever have to throw hands? I know you probably have to escort people out and all that, but did you ever
You're not really supposed to.
Well, I know you're not supposed
You just got to throw them out. Now, I got close. One guy came in. I forget what we threw him out for. But then basically he just stood out there and was like, well, I'll just F you up. It was like... All right. He was pretty hammered. Like, obviously, the guys I worked with, like, you can't really punch him. He's already outside the bar. It's like...
Oh, is that the general rule? If they're outside of the bar, just don't put your hands on. All right.
Like, if you're throwing them out and you happen to get in a jab, that's one thing. But like he's saying, if you're out front just getting in a fist fight, like...
It's different.
Now it's just
now
assault.
You're just a dude. Right. Now you're just a dude fighting on the street.
Stupid or not, why did you end up throwing hands? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Tyler. Welcome to the men's room.
Hello, hola.
Hola.
I just want to say long-time listener, first-time caller.
This awesome.
Pretty awesome.
It took the fight conversation to get you.
Oh, yeah.
I can talk about this.
So it was probably about 7-8 years ago, 4th of July. We were at my grandpa's house, and my dad doesn't really know how to defend himself very well, and I used to be a hothead, especially when drinking. And my uncle threw a hot dog at the back of his head. And
right. So that's his brother, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Not your mom's brother.
No. No. And in my head, that was him trying to fight. And so I got a hold of him pretty quickly and got a good punch on his nose before I was pulled off of him. And then that was kind of the end of the 4th of July that year.
But he was actually just joking around with his brother, right?
Oh, 100%. I took it way too far.
You just did not. That was not your feeling in the moment.
Oh, hell no. No, you assaulted my dad and it was on.
With a hot dog.
With a hot dog.
With a hot dog.
I mean, yes, with a hot dog. It was cooked.
All right. Well, I guess if there's a difference, if it had been raw, we could have let this go.
But that was a cooked hot dog.
The fact that I could eat that hot dog, man, I'm not taking that. All right. Okay.
Jeez. The family stuff's always like that. I remember leaving Christmas Eve dinner once. We were at this restaurant that we would go to because it was family-friendly, and they specific sold Lito's Pizza.
All right.
It used to be Fort Lito's, this pizza place back in Maryland. Before they franchised, you had to go to Lito's. But there was a couple other restaurants that had their recipe, and were like, hey, we sell it too.
Okay.
So we would go to the same restaurant year in and year out. And I forget what happened, but basically me and my brother, my two cousins, were walking out of the restaurant. And by the time we turn around... There's my dad, my uncle, and my grandfather basically about to just get in a royal rumble between the three of them. as they're walking out.
What were they mad about, or do you even know?
It had to be just something as simple. It had to do with the check and how they were splitting it. I don't know. Something was said, and my grandfather was a pretty salty dude, so I'm sure he threw in something, you know.
Unnecessary.
Right, you probably never amounted to much, blah, blah, blah. And my Uncle Tim is very good of sparking stuff and then backing out.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. The instigator, but not the blur.
So I was like, man, is my dad going to beat up his own father on Christmas Eve? This doesn't look good.
That's not a good look. Not a good memory for anyone. I don't know what it is.
Hey, both my uncle and my father were, they threw hands with their dad. I mean, on more than one occasion.
Were you there to witness
this? No, I wasn't even born.
Oh, okay.
I mean, you know, this is them in their teens, them in their early 20s. I mean, I might have been a baby, but some of the instances, like throwing people down the steps.
Jesus, man.
When they went at it, man, it was no talking it out. It was just hands up, and they just started swinging at each other. And that was like one of the earliest memories I have with my Uncle Bill. I was probably 4 or 3 years old, but he was babysitting me. And he had an eye that was swollen. The whole thing was blood. It was swollen shut. He was wearing, you know, Ray-Bans. And he's like, hey, Miles, you want to see something? He pulled down his sunglasses. And I'm like, oh, my God, Uncle Bill. You know what happened? He's like, I got in a fight. Put his sunglasses back on. Like, he didn't really care, you know?
Like, you get those people. They just like fighting.
It was just the era, and that's what happened in West Virginia. And by the time it was all said and done, you picked each other up, you went back in, you got a beer, you put some bag of ice on your face, and kept drinking.
Because it's more of a dispute than a fight. But we're going to settle the dispute by fighting. But when we're done, like, it's done.
Yeah.
No more conversation. But my buddy Leon, man, that dude could fight, but he did not like to fight. But because of his face, and I know it sounds awful, but seriously, he looked like a Klingon. So his brow was always furrowed. So if he ever looked at a stranger, especially in your 20s, and everyone's all macho and that crap, they thought he's staring him down. And the problem is, man, like, honestly, dude, this is his face. So we're at a bar once, and there's a bunch of guys playing pool, and they insisted that he was staring at him. But you know, like, someone will ask you a question, and you kind of stare off in the space to come up with your answer. It was one of those moments. He happened to be looking in their direction, and these guys, I mean, pool cues down and all this, and they're already confronting him. And he's like, fellas, I wasn't staring at you, man. And if I was, I apologize. I remember him saying that. He just wanted to get back to his beer. We're going to finish our conversation. They're not going to let this go. So finally, he's like, F it, man. So they go outside. And he's like, no, man, just stay in here. That's what he tells me. And we had a bunch of buddies there, but we're all just watching him. He put his back to the wall. There were five dudes. There were five punches thrown. And Leon walked back into the bar. I mean, 30 seconds later, man, and we're watching it through the window, and it just pow, 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 pow. All these guys are dead. He walks back in, and he's like, man, I hate this ass. I mean, he was never, like, super excitable. Right. He never screamed about it, never yelled. And you saw it maybe 3 or 4 more times than the times we hung out, and you start telling other people, like, look, man, he was not staring. You're right. He looks like he's staring you down, but it can't help it. It's just his face. You know, there's nothing he can do about this, but seriously, man, like, don't confront him about this because he's going to F you up. Man, I hear that all the time. And you.
Okay.
All right, man. And be like, yeah, man, we tried to talk to him. He's just like, God damn it, man. I got to beat this guy's ass. And like when he said it, he just said it like, I got to take the dog out. It's not like the other guy's going to do anything to him. And they never did. And he just beat the piss out of people. But seriously, man, I'm tired of this ass because I had to learn how to fight because of my goddamn face. I'm like.
So he even recognized the fact that was the reason.
He could put a cigarette between his eyebrows and hold it there. Just give it up, seriously, just because of that slope. So the first time I met him, I thought he was mad at me. He wasn't. He was in homeroom. He was listening to Metallica. He's bobbing his head up and down. I said, man, you listen to Metallica? And he goes, yeah, what about it? But just understand, when his face looks the way it does, I thought he's going to jump out of the seat and beat my ass. And I'm like, nothing, man. I just like Metallica. I'm just asking. He's like, yeah, me too. And then we were friends, and I realized, brother can't help his face. Everywhere we go, he looks angry. So my mother is even like, is Leon upset about something? I'm like, Mom, no. And it's just how he looks, man. He looks angry all the time.
Stupid or not, why did you end up throwing hands? 206-803-ROCK.
Some people just have that look. Like, I met a girl before that just said, like, look, I have resting bitch face.
Yeah.
I'm not upset. And then I've also met people that I would have sworn were stoned out of their mind. And they're like,
and they're not.
I don't even smoke weed. I'm like, are you sure?
You can't help but ask follow-up questions. And then you can tell they're getting irritated about it.
Yeah.
Like, no, man, I don't smoke. Are you sure? Because you look high. I know I look high.
I mean, I brought an edible. I don't care.
Yeah.
I'm not. Right. I don't smoke. Like, all right, whatever, dude.
Yeah. Okay. Hello, Austin. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
All right, so my story is when I was in sixth grade, well, you're like 10 or 11, I'm 27 now, so it's a while ago, but me and this one kid, he was supposed to be like a Crip or something like that, I guess, but we had like a little bit of beef going on, and I used to always wear hats, and hats were like my thing, like you don't mess with my hat, I always kept them nice, and he like took off my hat and like threw it on the ground one day or something, and, like we just kept going back and forth, and I was talking about his mom or whatever.
Or whatever.
That's a quick way to get to the well.
Whatever.
And then it gets to the point where we're at recess and, you know, we're planning on fighting, you know, we're kids, you know, everybody's talking about it. And he's like, oh, I got in-school suspension or something. So next recess. I'm like, you're going to get in-school suspension again regardless. I don't know why you're worried about it.
I do appreciate, though, how little kids will set aside a time for a fight.
Yeah.
You know, you can't get them to organize anything, but if they're going to fight someone in school, not first recess, man, because we're playing basketball. So second recess.
Yeah. So anyways, it comes down to it, and we're getting, you know, we're squaring up or whatever, and he hits me square in the mouth, and, like, that's one of the worst places to get hit, so I'm like, all right, this sucks already. And then I hit him, like, as hard as I can. I've always been, like, a bigger kid, so it knocked him, like, you know, a few yards back. He's stumbling and stuff, and he comes back at me. I don't know why, but we, like, basically turn. And he hits me square in the nose. I'm just like, man, the worst spot.
That's worse than the mouth.
That's two. Right. Two shots.
And then, so I'm trying to keep my eyes from watering because, you know, everybody in school is going to say I was crying. And I'm like, oh, no, man. And I was like, where are the recess teachers? Like, why is this still going on? Because it feels like forever at this point. Right. And then finally, one of the recess teachers notices and it kind of just ends from there. But I was like, man, how do I get hit in the worst places both times?
Yeah, just being a kid, man. The first fight I got into, it was a guy, third grade, and his kid named Rourke. Anyway, at recess, we played football, just Nerf football, not even tackle, right? But at that time, We Are the Champions had just come out, all right? His team won, no big deal, but so he starts singing, We Are the Champions, as we're walking back toward the school. So I just looked at my team and said, but we'll keep fighting until the end. That's literally it. Well, that meant I'm going to get my ass whipped after school. I mean, in that moment, Rourke's like, I'm meeting you after school, and we're going to fight. I'm thinking, there's not even a conflict. One, I just sang something. Two, you're huge, and I don't feel like getting the absolute S kicked out of me. But that's the only way this is going to go down. So I'm trying to avoid him, but it's one of those things. You know, when you're in third grade, you still do things like sit on the floor. So he's sitting in front of me, and he keeps turning around and mean mugging me. And at that age, I'm like, oh, my God. I'm going to die. So I'd ridden my bike to school was the problem. So the bell rang, and I'm trying to get my combo undone as fast as I can.
Hey, you want to get out of there?
Yes, I do. Hey, man, no shame in my game. Like, I'm not trying to fight this kid. Nobody wanted to fight this kid. Well, Rourke shows up. There's just nothing I can do. I do remember my buddy Scott hopped on his bike, and he's like, yeah, I'll see you tomorrow, man. Thank you, Scott. So Rourke starts working me over, and I'm trying to do what I can. I can't. But I had never let go of my lunchbox. So back then, they were all metal. So I just kind of blindly swung this thing. Well, connected with his face. And it dropped his ass, right? So fight over. I hop on my bike. I ride home. The beauty of this was, when I get to school the next day, no one realized how much pain I'm in because all of my pain is under my shirt. You know what I mean? Like, don't make me laugh. Do not touch my ribs. But Rourke took a lunchbox to the face. So he had this big-ass shiner. So everyone, because there were no real witnesses to this, everyone thought I beat his ass.
Yeah.
He never said anything different. He never effed with me again. But I remember everyone's like, whoa, man. Don't mess with Steve, dude. And I'm just like, that is correct. One hit, the lunchbox, that's the difference.
My roommate, Warren, we're sitting at a Dr. John's. It's just me and him on one side of the bar. There's not a lot of people in there yet. It's early on in the afternoon, blah, blah, blah. This group of swimmers comes in. And they're all 6'1", 6'2", but they're 170 pounds.
Right, they're lean.
They look skinny and tall and lanky. But this one guy's got beef with Warren. So I'm like, Warren, what's going on, man? He's like, I think that's the one guy. One guy he was with was in a fraternity. And the rules on fraternities are like this. If a fraternity member doesn't invite you to the party as a guy,
yeah,
you can't go, right?
Okay.
If you're a girl, you can walk in.
Of course.
Doors open.
No problem.
Correct.
But if you're, but that was also a row of homes that weren't all fraternity houses. It was just kind of a drink. So they had this thing called a block party. And, you know, some homes you could just walk right in.
Sure.
It's not a fraternity. Next house beside it, it's a fraternity. So I know Warren said that he was house jumping back and forth between different places, drinking beer. Everybody's just walking around with a red cup. Sometimes they want $5 to get in, whatever the deal was. So he and another football player, I can't remember who it was, they ended up throwing fists. I mean, they ended up back-to-back and just swinging right at all these guys. Well, one of those,
isn't that kind of the classic? The football team has to fight the frat dudes?
It seems that way.
Yeah. I mean, I didn't go to a four-year school, but that seems like part of it.
And the frat guys want to just do the same exact thing. I don't know why this happens, but it does. Probably because of some chicks. Anyway, so we're at the bar, and they start chirping Warren. And so I'm kind of like looking like, I've seen this guy fight before. This is going to end poorly. So I start chirping, like, oh, boy. Here we go. But, you know, we're together. So Warren stands up, walks over. This guy takes a swing, and I see Warren just fall on the floor. His head goes back, and he hits the... Next thing I know, this guy's got the back of my neck. He yanks me off.
Because you were chirping.
He yanks me off. Now I'm down on the ground, and I'm just getting my face beat in by this dude. And I looked over, and Warren is knocked out.
Right.
Like, I look over at Warren, and I'm like, and it really, I didn't really think about getting punched, because I'm like, that mother, he knocked out Warren. I couldn't comprehend. Like, I thought, I am good.
Right.
I am fine.
Hey, you don't want to see your main guy get knocked out.
I'm like, oh no. Oh, no. And then that guy finally started beating my ass, because we realized we needed to make sure that all of us collectively needed to make sure he was going to wake up and get him up.
Right.
And all that stuff. It got a little too serious there. For a minute, I was just like, I'm just going to get thumped. And I got thumped for about, you know, it seemed like 5 minutes, probably 30 seconds.
If you just kept your mouth shut.
Exactly. Stupid or not, why did you end up throwing hands? 206-803-ROCK.
Kickstart your new year with a rewarding career at the HK Group. HK is the leader in heavy construction and contractor site materials with over 80 locations across Pennsylvania, New Jersey, and Delaware. HK offers a wide range of opportunities, including heavy equipment operators, CDL drivers, mechanics, site supervisors, engineers, and project managers. 100% paid benefits designed to promote healthy living, financial stability, and career growth. The HK Group does not discriminate. Apply today at hkgroup.com. It's your future opportunity.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.